Welcome, everyone, to Moraine Park Technical College's Talent Talk podcast. I'm Kelly Karpinski, a business representative in the Economic and Workforce Development Division of MPTC. Today, my guest is Mary Davies, Associate Dean of Economic and Workforce Development. Mary is with us to talk about MPTC's training programs with the Department of Corrections and why employers may want to look beyond the background check when hiring. Welcome, Mary, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kelly.
Can you start by giving us background on how and why Moraine Park began working with the Department of Corrections?
Sure. Moraine Park Technical College and the Department of Corrections have been partnering since 1972. At that time, an interagency committee on corrections education was formed to design job training that met the standards of what we now call the Wisconsin Technical College system. Fox Lake Correctional and Moraine Park were chosen to pilot the first certified correctional programs. These programs have expanded not only at Fox Lake, but across the state to 17 institutions over the past almost 50 years.
I understand inmates have quite a variety of programs to choose from. Can you give us a few program highlights?
There are 17 program areas offered across the state. These programs include welding, culinary arts, building trades construction workers, and cabinet making. These programs are all certified by the Wisconsin Technical College system, and students receive technical college credits and credentials.
That's fantastic. So in addition to these programs, I know we also offer specific programs for those in minimum custody. What is meant by minimum custody, and what types of training do we offer in these programs?
Minimum custody is individuals who are within a year or two of release. They are at the correctional centers across the state. We offer short-term, about 12-week training programs. At Moraine Park, our programs are in welding. Other colleges offer the same type of short-term training programs in CNC and construction.
So is there any evidence that these education programs work? Or in other words, are people less likely to return to prison?
Yes, the RAND study, conducted in 2013, found that participants in correctional education had a 43% lower odds of returning to prison. Employment is another key to reducing recidivism. The National Institute on Corrections lists employment as a key factor to reducing recidivism. Employment offers structure, independence, and earning power, as well as having lasting positive effects on the Wisconsin economy and communities.
Wow, those are some significant statistics. We know that there is a significant worker shortage, so individuals recently released from prisons may be potential job candidates. Can you give us a snapshot of how many people are incarcerated and how many are released each year?
Sure. As of October 2021, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections had approximately 20,000 people incarcerated. In 2019, an average of 774 persons were released each month. In addition, almost 63,000 adults are in our communities, but on supervision.
That's a lot of potential that we have as they are being released from prison. Given that, why would you recommend employers consider what we're saying is looking beyond the background check and hiring a former DOC inmate?
For an individual who earned a technical college credential while incarcerated, employment is a key to helping them not only use their education, but assimilate back into the community in a productive manner that contributes back to the community. And they are often excellent employees.
Are there any success stories that you can talk about?
Yes. Actually, we have graduates from our cosmetology program at Tichita who now hold manager positions at salons in the Milwaukee area. Also know of one gentleman who completed a welding program at Fox Lake Correctional, and he loves his welding job, the money he earns, and having time to spend with his family. He has stated that learning the trade and being employed is what keeps him out of prison.
If employers find through a background check that a job candidate has served time in prison, what is your advice for them?
I would encourage employers to look beyond the background check and consider, did the individual participate in a training or educational program while incarcerated? Did the individual earn a technical college credential? Did he or she participate in any treatment programs? Many individuals spend their time incarcerated participating in school, training programs, and treatment programs that prepare them for release and with the goal of staying out of prison. Giving these individuals a chance to use these skills helps set them up for success.
That is so true. Are there any programs that help make the adjustment into a job easier for those who are recently released from prison and their employers?
There are a variety of programs out there. One is the Community Corrections Employment Program with the Department of Corrections. This is a statewide program designed to assist offenders in obtaining the skills necessary to obtain and maintain employment in a competitive work environment. CSEP has three main components: work experience, on-the-job training, and educational and training assistance. CSEP has coordinators that work regionally across the state. They partner with employers to help obtain employment for individuals releasing from prison. There is a list of additional resources on the DOC website, which is at doc.wi.gov.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, it certainly sounds like this is a win-win for those coming out of prison and for employers. And I also know from talking with one of our welding instructors that he has found the training to be highly rewarding as he helps his students return to a full-time job and a better life. It's great to see that these programs are able to make a difference in so many people's lives. Thank you so much for your time today, Mary. It has been a pleasure having you join us on the podcast.
Thank you, Kelly.
Listeners, you can be among the first to know about future Talent Talk podcasts by subscribing to our newsletter. You can do that by visiting moraineparke.edu/newsletter. That's moraineparke.edu/newsletter. As a subscriber, you'll also learn about upcoming training opportunities. That concludes today's podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.